Writing Tips for Character Names, read by C. Patrick Schultz. Here's an interesting tidbit I picked up at a writer's conference some years ago. The most important word in our language is your first name. The second most important word, some say, is free, though I believe it's no. Regardless, think of how you feel when you meet someone for the second time and they say, oh, hi, you. Nice to see, you again. Now, how might you feel if they insert your name into that same greeting? Oh, hi, Patrick. Nice to see you again. Our names carry so much power within them, and so too do the names of your novel's characters. Names are as important as any other word in your novel, for they can bind your reader to the character and the story. With that in mind, here are some tips to assist you with your character names. Serendipity is your friend. If a name works, it works. Trust your intuition. If you'd like, you can name your characters for what they represent. Butch the Butcher? Maybe, but be smart about it and don't overdo. Find a book of names and consider the symbolism within the name. Though I hope I never meet the nun named Chastity. It's probably best to use one or two syllables for a man's name. On occasion, women can get away with more. Generally, it's best to keep them simple. Why? Because nobody wants to keep reading names like Bilbonica Folia. You might want to use only one exotic name per novel, if that. They get real weird real fast. Refer to the prior suggestion. Try to find names that roll off the tongue. You might consider a character's name a snapshot of their personality or possibly even their purpose within your novel. For example, you might not name your murderer Sally Jones. Sally the Blade Jones might work just fine. Remember, there are no surnames prior to the 12th century. After that, people were named for their place of birth. Remember Joan of Arc or Leonardo da Vinci of Venice? After too many women with the name Joan inhabited Arc, they began to name people after their professions, which is the point of origin for many contemporary surnames. Some examples include Smith from Black or White Smithing, Felling after a tree cutter, or even my name, Scholz, which means copper judge in medieval German. Ensure your character's name is appropriate for your setting, the time and place of your story. There are ample websites to help you there. In my case, I write historical fiction set in the mid-19th century, so I walk Civil War cemeteries and take names from the headstones. Talk about accuracy. I combine the first name from one marker with the last from another. Works every time. By the way, here's a site that'll help you. www.ssa.gov/OACT/babynames. I recommend you stay away from cute. How many Bambis have you really met? Consider if you might shy away from character names with similar letters and spellings. If two characters have similar names, Tom, T-O-M, and Thom, T-H-O-M, for example, readers who skim as they read can lose track quite easily. Avoid alliteration. At least use it with care. It too can have a negative effect on readers. Can it work? Of course. Bilbo Baggins is a great example. Probably should name fictional characters after famous people. Tom and Jerry will simply give your readers the wrong hook. You also might wish to stay away from names that end in S. Erasmus's Sour Samples. See my point? Here's one you'll thank me for one day. Keep a file of names that you run across that strike you. Now, how can you be sure you've chosen the correct name for a character? You might try this. Say your character's name as if you spoke to him first in jest, then anger, and then as one in love. Does the name work in each of these situations? If so, you've most likely named them well. Would you care to tell us how you choose your character's names? I'll share them with everyone if you pass them along. This has been C. Patrick Schultz, author of the emerging novel, War Two Brothers. And I hope by now you know I wish for you only bestsellers. Thanks for listening.